Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On September 1st, after nearly 11 months in captivity, six of the remaining hostages were brutally killed by Hamas. They were executed at the same time negotiators were discussing the names of the individuals to be released in a ceasefire deal, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the Security Council.
It calls into question the sincerity of Hamas negotiators. And it reveals yet again the ugly truth about the vile, depraved ideology that Hamas represents, from its massacre of 1,200 people to its weaponization of sexual violence. These latest murders confirm that Hamas is a terrorist organization. No member of this council would tolerate their citizens being taken hostage and murdered, not a single one of us. The United States strongly condemns Hamas's brutality. It is long, long past time this council do the same.
As President Joe Biden has made clear, Hamas's leadership will pay for their crimes. They must be held accountable. They cannot control Gaza, stated Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
At the same time, we know that the best way to rescue the remaining hostages and alleviate the suffering of Palestinian civilians is through a negotiated ceasefire deal, one that will release the hostages and create conditions to enable a surge in life-saving aid in Gaza.
The Israeli people should understand that the deal on the table is one their leaders can accept, because this is a deal that ensures Israel's security, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. And so we continue to work closely with Qatar and Egypt to find a way forward and do all we can to make this deal a reality once and for all. At this crucial inflection point, it is vital that everyone who stands for peace continue to apply pressure on Hamas to end its brutality and accept the deal on the table, which is based on the principles and framework this council endorsed in Resolution 2735, urged Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
But Hamas's hateful ideology cannot be defeated through silence. Leaders in Ramallah and in countries throughout the region must condemn Hamas's violent actions and increase public pressure on Hamas to accept the deal on the table.
Now is the time to pursue the return of the remaining hostages and an end to this horrific war.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.